Hello, welcome to my channel. My name is Francisco and today we are going to work on a very important topic, and that is the difference between these words that we have here, which are could, can, be able to, might, and may. I don't know how long this class will take, but we are going to go all out and learn the difference. Ready? Here we have the special characteristics to work on could, can be able to, and these are the characteristics for might and may. Here are some examples that we are going to use with the same sentence so that we can see the difference between each one of them. Ready? Okay, let's get started. Let's start this. Number 1, I might go to your house. What does it say here, guys? What does it say there? I could or I could go to your house. Either one there. Dot. I could or I could. I am going to show you this little table. In fact, I am going to give it to you because I am going to leave it at the end for you to download and have as material. Look at this little table that we have here. In that table we are specifying two moments in which you could use might and two moments where we could use this could. Look at it here. What is the first moment? The first moment is the past might, because might is the past tense. Of what? Of can. That's why they are there. Now, what is the other moment? The other moment is for the conditional. Yes, because when you are making sentences like that, meaning that we have there, which is could, it is almost always based on a condition. Okay? So those are the two moments. So, here you can say I might go to your house, which would mean I could go to your house or I could go to your house. Dude, and then how do we know when it is could or could? Good question. In this part, what you have to do is base yourself on the text that you are reading to know if they are telling you could or could. And if you are not reading it, you are simply listening to it, then you base yourself on the conversation. Okay, that is what defines the context. The same for this one. Okay, now let's start here, guys, with this. So, let's say that here is the first option, which is I was able to go to your house. When we're talking to M, we're talking about you being able to go, but not because of your ability, right? But because you have a permit or because you have the possibility of going. It's something that's a bit outside of you. It doesn't depend on your ability to go to your house, but on a permit, right? Or on a possibility that you have. It could also be a doubt. Yes, I was able to go. Yes, I had that doubt about going. So that's also an alternative for you to keep in mind. On the other hand, when you say here, I could go to your house, we're saying I could or I could. Yes, we're talking about I could for now. I was able to go to your house. But why? Because of my ability, by my own means, because I have the ability to do it, or because I had the ability in this case, in the past. What are we going to say? So, we can work on this negative as well. I couldn't go to your house. So, for the negative, we're simply going to put this might here and we're going to put the not. I might not go to your house. The other option that we have is to put this into the short form like this. Mightn't, right? We're going to put the might, but we're going to put it in the short form. Might or mightn't. I've heard of either one. I don't know which one you've heard more. Done. My not. Or my, either one is used, guys. What can we do? We can also ask a question. For the question, you simply move this modal and that's it. This modal would start the question. In other words, it would be here, might I, might. I go to your house? What would it be? Could I go to your house? Yes. To ask for what? A request or permission for something formal. Yes, that's why it's informal request. So, look, guys, there we have it, this way of working. Ready? You know that after those modal verbs there is no to, or anything like that with the other verb, it is simply, might, and that's it, and the problem is solved. Okay, let's do it with the other one. I could go to your house. We already know that we are talking about the past tense. Now, what comes here? How do we do it then? I couldn't, we simply put it here and could. If the could, and we put the not. I could not. The other option is the short form of this, which is couldn't. We already know that it is couldn't. We have seen it at some points, so either of those two negatives is correct. How would I ask if I could go to your house? If by my own means, that is, my ability. So it is the one that moves and simply begins the sentence in this way. Could I go to your house? Could I go to your house? Look how easy it is. Obviously, we are going to put the question mark at the end of the sentence. Let's make this complete. Could I go yes to your house? And we're going to put the question mark, which is very important. Yes, in English they only know there's one, but then we're going to put it at least at the end. Okay, because they already know that at the beginning they don't. Number two, I may go to your house. I may go to your house. What is the meaning of I may go? I can go. Yes, look, here we have it. We're going to use that may in what? In the present tense. Yes, look, there it is. And what other option for the present tense? The can. Look, there we have those two possibilities. When you say may, I may go to, you're saying, I can go to your house, but there's an option that can help us more. And which one is it? To be able to what? How come to be able to what? I may go to your house. Look, when I say I may go to your house, right? I'm talking about a possibility, a doubt, a probability, right? That I may go. I may go, I'm not sure. I may go. So, that's why we're going to use it. Now, when we say I can go to your house, it's because you have the ability, right? To go. So it's of your own accord. I can go to your house. I can go. Sure, I can because you have the ability to do it. Let's look at the negative. So what's the negative? This one, we're simply going to put may not here. Yes, this doesn't have a short form. There are people who are very creative and do this type of thing, they mediate or something like that, but you can't, this is incorrect. Done. For the interrogative part, we simply move this and that's it. So, it would be like, may I, yes, may I go to your house, yes? Can I go to your house? Yes, I can go to your house. Quote, it's also another alternative. What are we doing with this may? We are making a formal request. Ready? So, look. We are also asking for permission or a formal request. Let's do the second part of this. What would it be here? I can't go to your house. We are simply going to place the cannot here. Yes, cannot, which is a single word, or the other one which is can't, the short form. For the question we simply move it and that's it. So we say, can I? Yes. Is can I go to your house? This is also not that it is by its own means, although it is possible. Yes, by its ability to go. Can I go to your house? Yes, I can. Yes, but you could also use can to ask, yes? Or to ask permission in a way, what? Informal. Okay, so you can also use it for can and for me. That's why we've heard that may is more formal than can for the request part, and it's true, although both are correct. Ready? Can I go to your house or may I go to your house? Obviously, if you don't know the person very well, I think it would be best to use may. Ready? I'll leave it up to you. Number 3. I will may go to your house. I will be able to go to your house. Yes. How do you see it? This is incorrect. Yes, that's why I have it here, because we can't work this future tense with this part of will. For the future, what we're simply going to do is with this be able to, which is the future of that power. I will be able to go to your house. I will be able to or I will be able to go to your house. Yes. So, either of those two is possible. What's the negative of this one? So, we're going to work the negative with the will part. So, it would look like this. I want to be able. Yes, I won't be able to go to your house. That's the negative that says, I won't be able to go to your house or I won't be able to go to your house. Either one is correct. Now, for the question, you're simply going to move this wheel, yes, so that the sentence begins. It would then be like, will I, yes, will I be able to? And we continue the sentence with the complement. Obviously, if it's a question, we would put the question mark. Will I be able to go to your house? See, Padre Iara tu casa or Sere capaz de Iara tu casa. There we have that one. So, guys, what could we put this as a future tense? Instead of this one here, there are people who handle the might part for the future too. For example, this one is like this. Yes, it's I might. Yes, I could, I might go, which would already be the conditional part, like the table I'm showing you here. I might go to your house. Yes, to your house. But we're going to put a future adverb that is, for example, tomorrow. Yes, tomorrow, there it is. I might go to your house tomorrow. I could go to your house tomorrow. Yes, look, it really seems like a future with the might, but what is in the future? The verb and I could go to your house tomorrow. So it's like a condition. What is the future really doing? The word tomorrow next week, the following week. Yes, or next year, whatever. I hope you've understood this part a little bit more. We're going to do some other exercises so that this topic is much clearer to us, and I'll be right back with you. Very good, guys. We're going to practice a little bit more with these exercises so that this topic is very clear to us. Okay, look at this. Number one, my boss called today. What are we going to do? We're going to use our table because we want to say, my boss can or could call today. Quote. So that we can analyze the situations. So we're going to start with our table and we're going to start here in the present tense. My boss can call today. My boss can call today. Yes, we're talking about a possibility, right? We're talking about the ability, in this case with that can. It's the ability that the boss has to call. He is able to make that call. So that's why we use that can. My boss can call today. We already know the past tense of can. Yes. My boss could call today. My boss could call today. He had that ability, that capacity to call today. Another option that we have with that couldn't that we have worked on. So, my boss could call today. My boss could call today. But it's not by chance or possibility, it's because he could be able to make the call. Okay, there we have it. We already know then that the other option that I have in the present with can is, which would be may, because it's a little more formal, and we already know that it's the other possibility that we would have to work on. My boss may call today. What does it say there then? My boss may call today. You're expecting a call and you say, my boss may call today. My boss may call today. That is to say, you have to be careful with the phone. So, look, it doesn't depend on the boss's ability, but on a possibility. Now, the other one is the past. With the past of is from may, which is might. My boss might call today. My boss could call today. Why could he? Because he had that possibility of that happening. He could call today. He didn't call, but he could call. Now, what could we do with that might? We could also work on the conditional. My boss, my call today. My boss could call today since that possibility is in play. So, we would already know how to work on that without any problem. Look at this. Number two. They smoke here. They smoke here. We are going to work in the same order here according to what we have in number one. Can they smoke here? We would be asking what for the ability, or we would also be making an informal request. Yes, we already know that both are possible. The other one with could, which is also easy. Could more here? They could in the past part, they could smoke here. So, we're asking about the ability, were they able to smoke there? Or the other option for the informal request with the conditional. Could they here? Could they smoke here? We're making an informal request. Ready? Let's continue with the next one. So we're going to use that may here. May they here? Can they smoke here? Again that may, but what can a possibility or a formal request? We're not talking about their abilities to smoke anymore. Ready? Now we know that the might would be the past of that may. Could they smoke here? We would be talking about what? The possibility that they had to smoke there. Or the conditional part my day small here. Could they smoke here to make a formal request? Look how easy, guys. Let's give the answers to these. Let's take advantage of the question. We already know that we could answer with yes or no and use the pronoun that is at play here, which would be they. So we're going to include it for both. Yes, they, yes, using can, as I say here, and can, yes, or the other one, no, they can't. Either of those is correct. You know. Now let's go with the could part. Yes, they could. Yes, let's put it here. It's not just could. Here I'm using this same thing. Yes, they could. Or the other one. No, they couldn't. Yes, we already know that we could do it like this in the short form part. Couldn't or could not. Let's continue with may. So, what would it be? Yes, they may. Yes, they can. Or the other one would be no. They may not. Remember that this doesn't have a short form. Don't start making things up. None of that stuff. Ready? None of that. The other one might. Yes, they might. Yes, they might. Whether they could or not. They might not. That's one option. Might not are the sure form here, which is mightn't. Yes, there it is. Very good, guys. Let's continue with number 3. So, we have it rain today. And that could rain today. Why do we only have it? Because what could rain today? Something, right? The cloud, the weather. So, look, there is something related to an object, not a person, because a person cannot rain, so it could not be another pronoun. What is the thing here? Since it is not a person, there is no ability, right? So it is more of a probability in which this is related. So here it could only be might or may. Let's put, for example, may. So, how would it look here? It may rain today. It may rain today, right? It may rain today. Or the other option is could rain today. Between the two, like may and might, may is a little more certain. It may rain today, right? You are more certain. When we say could, might is a little less certain. So there, so that you can balance this part of certainty a little. Finally, number 4. Look at this. You practice now. You know that here we can use this one. You can practice now. You can practice now because you have that ability. Or the other one, which would be you could practice now. Yes, you could practice now, right? Because you would already be able to. Now let's identify this adverb now a little bit. It is in the present tense. It would be logical then to say here with the could in the past, as we worked on it in our table. You could practice now, right? Here this now is already present, so it does not allow us to work on that past. So, what we were talking about just now in the context. We could also work on may here and might would be in this option. So, you may practice now. You can practice now because you have permission. Yes? Or it would also be you may practice now. You may practice now or you may practice now. We could also understand it that way. Hopefully that is what happens. Stay tuned. Let's continue with the next one. You might practice now. You could practice now. That is the permission that I grant you, and I hope you can practice with the exercises that we have. I'll leave it in the description. Start practicing. Remember, what we have to do is practice in order to learn and understand the subject much more. Ready? I hope to see you in the next class. See you next class, my friends, and don't forget to subscribe and share this video. Bye bye.